Proof of ownership, evidence of title. Ownership of real estate is determined by an examination of the public records by either an attorney or a title company. Real property records are most often recorded in the public records of the county in which the land is located. Title companies maintain a database of transactions within the county, organized to make title examination far more efficient than searching through public records. This database of county records is known as an abstract plant. A deed to a property is often, and mistakenly, thought of by buyers and sellers to be the same as title. In reality, a deed is a document that conveys an interest in real estate from one party to another. A person's willingness to sign a deed is not necessarily an indication that he or she is the legal owner of the property. History is rife with stories of land scams involving sellers who did not own the property that they were selling. Of course, most transactions do not include an element of fraud. Most sellers own the property they are placing on the market. However, title issues do arise in transactions. Luckily, most of these issues can be cured or corrected in a timely manner that does not delay a closing. Title to real property is not a new concept. Under European legal traditions, the nobility owned all land. In the 1600s, the nobility began transferring ownership of real estate to commoners, which heralded the beginning of the end of the feudal system. Because the nobility was, in fact, the government, the progression of ownership is said to begin when the government first conveyed the land. The government is the original owner of all land and is referred to as the sovereignty of the soil. Title to a parcel of land generally begins with the sovereignty of the soil. It progresses through many transactions and conveyances by deeds, wills, intestate succession, condemnation, etc. Easements, restrictions, leases, and mortgages are also a part of the title history of a parcel of land. The colonists brought the European legal concept of the sovereignty of the soil to colonial America. Throughout the United States, the sovereignty of the soil of every state, except Texas, is the United States government. Texas is unique among the states because it retained its public lands according to the Treaty of Annexation of the Republic of Texas by the United States government. When the title history of a parcel of land has been researched back to its original government conveyance, the history is said to go back to the sovereignty of the soil. The original conveyance of land by the sovereign is usually done with a document known as a patent. A patent transfers ownership from the government to an individual and looks much like a deed. Historically, when an individual was interested in acquiring title, he or she would ask an attorney or abstractor to do a title search, which is an investigation of all the documents that have been recorded about a property. This search would result in an abstract of title. An abstract of title is a complete history of the title of a piece of property that includes deeds, easements, liens, foreclosures, wills, marriages, deaths, life estates, fee simple estates, and anything else that may have ever been recorded about a property. This abstract was then given to an attorney. The attorney would read it and write up an attorney's opinion of title, which is an opinion regarding the state of the title and its ability to be transferred. Another document that would be prepared was a chain of title. A chain of title is a history or list of all recorded owners back to the sovereignty of the soil. All owners since the title of the property was first transferred from the government to an individual. The point of the chain of title was to ensure that there were no missing links or breaks in the chain. A break would create a cloud on the title. If the attorney declared the title marketable or merchantable, able to be conveyed, the sale would proceed. The attorney's opinion of title is still in use in many transactions, but it does not provide any guarantees. The best way to ensure that the grantor has good marketable title is to get a general warranty deed from the grantor. In addition, the grantee may purchase or have the grantor provide title insurance. Title insurance is an insurance policy that protects the insured against a loss resulting from defects of title to a specifically described parcel of real property. Defects may run to the fee, chain of title, or encumbrances. Following the abstract of title and the attorney's opinion, a title company issues a title commitment, which is a statement of the condition of title at a moment of time. It obligates the title company to issue a policy of insurance after any curative requirements have been met.